Hello, hello. I am Crystal Craven, and I am a singer, a songwriter, and a worship leader, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And this is your weekly devotional. All right, we have a nice little chunk here in Luke 17 that we're going to read through, verses 11 through 19. And it says, "On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, 'Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Now, this scene is actually really quite interesting because it shows us a great miracle that Jesus performed for 10 men all at once. But then it also shows us the way most people who believe in Jesus respond, the way that we should actually respond, and then also the way that Jesus views it all. Now, before we take a closer look at the general response to the healing, first, let's take notice of the fact that these 10 men were in essence outcasts, right? They're living between these two cities, Samaria and Galilee, and they're standing at a distance from Jesus as he's passing along. Their ailment, right, of leprosy had made them outcasts. And yet, because of their ailment, we see both Samaritans and Jews together. Now, that wasn't a thing in those days because Jews and Samaritans despised each other. But the cool thing is, these men were basically bonded together over really their misery. But yet, together, they all came to Jesus. And they didn't come to Jesus as Samaritans and Jews. They simply came to Jesus as men in need of healing. Now, we saw that these 10 men came to Jesus for healing, and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And instead of Jesus like touching them to heal them like he had done with other people, he simply said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Now, this took obedience on the part of those 10 men to do what Jesus had said simply because he said to do it, and without any indication that they were going to be healed on the way. They had come to Jesus, claiming him as their master, and it was going to take obedience to prove that they actually meant what they claimed. Now, generally speaking, a Christian is going to obey what the Lord tells them to do. Now, of course, that's not always the case, right? But we have that general understanding that if we are going to claim to be his servants and call him master, then we must be obedient to whatever he says. But in practice, that can be much easier said than done, right? We are called to walk by faith. And here, quite literally, these 10 men had to physically walk to the priest by faith with the intention of showing themselves cleansed before they could see that they were cleansed. Now, similarly, we are called to put on Christ and to walk in him, even though we might still feel like our old selves. Those men didn't feel cleansed, but Jesus said to do it. So they went to do it. They trusted his words and acknowledging him in their obedience over their own understanding. And Jesus directed their path to healing. I mean, those men literally lived out Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8. It says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones." And yet, there's an even better way when we don't just stop at obedience. So here, when we read even further, that one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned to Jesus, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, when we look at the situation as a whole, we see that all 10 of the lepers were willing to obey the religious ceremony requirements, but only one was stirred with a heart of thanksgiving that brought him to return and to worship at the feet of God. And yet that one man's response is the way that we too should respond to Jesus. Now, obedience is a must, right? But how sweet that offering of thanksgiving and praise is to God. And when we examine even further, we see that Jesus desires us to have that kind of response. And the text even tells us what he feels about those who don't respond that way. So let's look again at Jesus' response. It says, "Then Jesus answered, 'Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Jesus missed the 9 that didn't come back, and he asked about them. Jesus wants us to come and expects that we will come with thankful hearts and having that attitude of gratitude before him when he does things for us. And why wouldn't we, right? Well, that gets deeper into yet another heart check area, doesn't it? If God does anything for us, no matter how big or small, shouldn't we have a grateful heart of praise that we bring to him? And in our heads, we know we should return to him with thanksgiving and praise. And God does so much for us. So why don't we do that every time? I'm going to be really transparent here. So for myself, if I ask myself that question, why don't I do that every time? I would say that if I'm not taking the time to sit still before God regularly, then my mind really easily gets bogged down with doing things that I just don't stop long enough to have that attitude of gratitude. Or, you know, at other times, I may just have a selfish perspective. And, you know, just being so focused on maybe how God's work in my life affected me that I don't take the time to turn my eyes back to him and then offer that thanksgiving for it. But as far as that question goes for you, I can't actually answer that question for you personally. I mean, maybe you can relate to me, maybe you can't, but God can reveal to you why you don't always return to thank him. And you just need to ask him, right? And then sit there and wait for him to tell you. And here's the thing. If we stop at obedience and we don't turn back to God in thanksgiving and praise, we effectively miss out on a blessing. Because the thing is, God doesn't need our praise. But our hearts do very well to praise God because we are made to worship him. So the very last thing that Jesus said to the one man who turned back to him and to praise him was, "Your faith has made you well." Now, on the first reading of this, we assume, you know, being made well is referring to the physical healing of the man. But that word for being made well is to heal and make whole. Now, all 10 of those men were healed physically, right? But it appears that only one, the one that returned to Jesus, was made whole. Now, Jesus was speaking to the heart of the man here. That man had been healed outwardly along the way as he exercised his faith and obedience like the other nine. But it was in that man's returning to Jesus to fall at his feet and worship in thanksgiving and praise that he was made inwardly whole. Now, our physical healing in this life from various ailments is not a guarantee that Jesus offers us. But making us whole and restoring our soul in him is something that he offers to us on this side of eternity. Being made whole inwardly happens when you come to him again and again and you receive his rest, casting your cares on him and making your requests known with thanksgiving. And being still and knowing God and waiting on him as he renews your strength. Jesus tells us all these promises and how to receive them. So the only question remains, will you come to God and take him up on his promises, receiving them with thanksgiving and praise the way you were made to? For blogs, written devotionals, and originally written songs, visit crystalcravenmusic.com, and that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.